Mishnah Hay. Beifish and Inkak, one of the Sifrei Kodesh that was a lot of the letters were late. Mishkayibosh, Shmoyin Melchamish Oifis, the Pasha Zahid and Tzoy Oren. The Chazal relates to the Pasha Zahid and Tzoy Oren and Pasha Zaloitra as a small safer between Atma, which was inserted over there to separate between two different punishments that Klai Yisrael deserved for different Adayas they did in the Midbar. In any event, that is considered the minimal Pasha, which Rahim Sa'aron has 45 letters. So if there's 45 letters left in this Sefer Kodesh, 85. Yeah. If 85 letters were left in the Sefer Kodesh, it still has the status of a Kisvei Kodesh and it's Matamis here dying. If somebody touches it, his hands become tummy. Megillah Shekosavo Shmoy Mechamish Oisis Kepach Rahim Sa'aron Matamis here dying. The first case was if it was written and erased. And the deal over here is talking about when somebody started writing a Sefer Torah, or any other of the Nevi'im. If he wrote already 85 letters, then that's also enough to be considered that it has the Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh, and it's Metamis Yadayim, if you touch it, your hands become Sheni Retumah. Kol Kisvei Kodesh Metamis Yadayim, any one of the Kisvei Kodesh, which includes Nevi'im and Ksuvim, one touches it, his hands become Tamei. Now there's going to be a discussion about some specific Kisvei Kodesh that they were included in this. So Shir HaShirim and Kohelet Metamis Yadayim, Tanakama says that both Shir HaShirim and Kohelet are Metamis Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shir HaShirim Metamis Yadayim, Kohelet Matlogis. Rabbi Yehuda holds this is a discussion about Kohelet, whether that's considered one of the Kisvei Kodesh or just considered a Sefer of the Chochmah of Shmuel HaMelech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kohelet Eina Metamis Yadayim, the Shir HaShirim Matlogis. Rabbi Yehuda says everybody agrees that Kohelet is not a time of one's hands. Shir HaShirim is a discussion whether it has the same status as the rest of the Kisvei Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a third opinion, says that Rabbi Shimon Kohelet Mikula Beishami Umechun Beishilat. They shami hold that because it's not a time of these days, they still hold it is. Omer Shim ben Azan. Shim ben Azan is saying over a testimony. Makubal animi, Pishivim Vishnaim, Zokin, the Yoim Sheshivim, Jerry Lozam and Azar, the Yeshiva. When Rabbi Lozam and Azariah took over to be the head of the Sanhedrin, in the time of Rabbi Gamliel, they had all of the Israel Yisrael sitting together and they made various decisions. So he had a kabbalah that at that point of time it was decided by all those Talmidei Chachamim, Shir HaShirim and Kohelet Matamis Yadayim, that both of them, both Shir HaShirim and Kohelet, are Matamis Yadayim, they consider Kisvei Kodesh, which is the way we talk to him. Rav Akiva, Chas V'Shalom Lechlut Odom Yisrael Shir HaShirim Shaloi Matamis Yadayim. Before we saw that there's a discussion, Rabbi Yehoshua said that there's machlokes whether Shir HaShirim is Matamis Yadayim. Akiva says, Chas V'Shalom, nobody ever dreamt to say that Shir HaShirim is not considered one of the Kisvei Kodesh, and Kol Olam Kuloi Kedai Kiyoim Shenikam Yoim Shir HaShirim Yisrael, that the greatest day for the world was the day that the Shir HaShirim was given up to Klal Yisrael. Shekol Ksuvim Kodesh Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Shir HaShirim is considered Kodesh Kodoshim. It shows a tremendous love between Klal Yisrael and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. There was a disagreement. They disagreed by Kohelet, which is basically what Rabbi Yehuda said before in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua and Chomash Rabbi Kiva Gedivri ben Azai. And this Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua said like an Azai that the Etzim, the Maskana Kof Nechlatu v'chein Gomer, there was a discussion, but the Maskana was that both Shir HaShirim and Kohelet on the Tanakh died. Thank you.